Ori, what's happening to the four humans?
They gain their memories back, and when they wake up, they remember everything they lost.
Brock, I cannot believe you blew up the truck!
I deserve this.
I will kill you!
I said I'm sorry!
Hey, who had that wallet? Got my cigarettes in there still?
Last time on Roleplay Rookies, we sat around and planned. That's literally it. We were like, should Gavin be a vessel? Should he not? That was the whole session. You didn't miss anything else.
The whole thing.
Turns out we're going to try to not make him the vessel by going to find maybe Ash's dad it was? I think it was his dad.
Yeah, but
her dad.
Her dad.
Something like that.
That was it. That's all you missed.
Well, that's a... I mean, you're not wrong. It's a short intro, but yeah. We didn't do a lot.
I mean, I like to think that there's a lot more substance to the episode.
We need a palate cleanser, in my opinion, after the madness of the previous two episodes.
Yeah, someone put us through a minefield.
And to be fair...
You felt bad about it after you listened to it. So don't play the hero. You were like, I don't know what was all, Daddy.
We're ending up going at it in a direction that was not even offered to us at the very beginning.
Very creative.
So we
very
were
good.
Being creative.
Yeah, very good at role-playing.
Mm. All right, let's go find her dad.
Hey, that's my line.
Oh, all
right, let's go! Last time, as you guys decided to find a new vessel for last time, as you guys were looking for the new vessel of fire, you guys arrived to Avernus. They're laughing because I messed it up and I had to redo it again. But I'm keeping all this in now. I'm keeping everything in now, huh?
Joke's on you, idiot.
Yeah. It's not a clean intro anymore because of you. How's that feel?
Pretty gotta add some spice. Not that kind of spice. Hold on. Pause. Add some flavor, not
there
some spice.
You
know.
Why is this spicy?
I'm okay with spice.
Anyway, so as you guys arrive to Avernus, aka Hell, you guys see that it is very, very hot. And the moment you guys arrived, the rock, Ash's rock, starts glowing, and all of you gets surrounded this cloak, this magical cloak that protects you from the heat.
Nice.
Is it still pretty hot and toasty? Like, should I take my shirt off or something?
You could take your shirt off if you want, but it's like a warm summer day. That's how it feels.
Can I roll for if I have abs yet?
Sure, yeah, go for it. Roll my constitution.
Also, minus two armor class.
Actually, I'm a monk, so...
Yeah, he doesn't need armor.
Oh, well, I
got a 19.
You got a 12 back.
I just noticed this now for the first
Wait
time.
Wait a second, my turn.
Disadvantage.
What gave him disadvantage?
Because he was a beast.
He was a beast before.
I believe the disadvantage comes from...
I got a 1 and a 20.
No!
What am I?
So you have a 6.
You're
pack,
a 1.
Just,
you're a 1, my guy. It's a vintage.
So you have a 6 pack. It's just in the fridge.
You lost weight, but your abs are covered by a beautiful layer of fat.
So you're telling me, just so I can get like a picture of what happened, I notice I have abs, and so I take off my shirt, and I'm like, guys... I haven't even been doing crunches, and then he takes off his and is just like, bloom.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
And he just like puts it back on.
All as it was.
All right. As you guys arrived, Liam looks at you and goes, all right, we need to find Ash's dad, and we can find them, can find him at New Avernus. It's a town that Ash kind of founded. And he points to this big mountain up to the west and says, we need to go there. So let's start walking. Yeah.
So I don't know a lot about tiefling culture. We're clearly not tieflings. And granted, probably not the nicest way to initially meet Ash. I was not the kindest, okay? I accused her of being satanic.
I'm just curious if there's like a back and forth here. Like, are they going to be mad at us or like afraid of us or like not like us?
So you're saying since you were racist towards Ash, are you they going to be racist towards you?
I mean, I wouldn't have said it in so many words. But yeah, that's basically the gist of it.
Are we going to run into another high elf situation?
Exactly.
There we go.
Are going to try to kill us?
No, you will not.
Fantastic. All right, let's go.
I'm good.
Also, who's going to tell the dad that his daughter's dead?
I put my finger not right me. On my nose immediately.
Oh, no. Gavin was last.
Gavin got it.
Well,
I've got some sayings.
You guys start walking. You guys will be there in a matter of 2 hours. What do you guys want to say to each other? You guys just walking in silence? What are you guys thinking? What's going through your head as you guys are going through this journey?
Gavin goes, man, it was so nice before I remembered everything before. I was just like magic, walking around, having a good time. I could talk to grass. It was great. Now, I remember all the crappy stuff that happened right before we came here.
I turn over to Toby. Is it Toby?
I'm Toby.
Yeah, Toby. And I go, can you believe he hasn't seen Batman?
That's what he took away from it. Okay, quick side note. Sometimes when I'm listening back to these episodes, I can't tell if it's Jordan or me talking.
Really?
Our voices are so similar.
I don't think so.
When it comes
funny.
To the... Okay, I'm glad it's not... We'll find out if anyone else was... Okay, sorry, I'm going back.
I'll have to listen to that.
I go up to Gavin. Toby goes up to Gavin. I'm just going to say... I'm going to speak in the third person just in case anyone else has this problem. Toby goes up to Gavin. He's like, hey, man, yeah, it was pretty tough, but, like, you remembered your girlfriend. That's kind of fun.
I don't even think that was a real thing, man. Like, it just started. She could be dead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was under the impression that you guys had known each other for a long time, that she worked at the garden center.
That was a new
constantly
thing.
Saw
It was
her.
Exciting new thing. It's just totally a new thing.
Okay. Yeah, I also must have imagined when she said your hair was luxurious and she smelled it.
Oh, man. My hair is so gross.
Yeah, I pat him on the back. I'm like, it's okay, Gavin. Here, have a snack. I got this from Liam, and I pull out like a vegan gummy worm. Actually, are gummy worms vegan?
I think
probably not.
I think the original ones are.
What? This question comes up way too much on this podcast for a room full of guys who are not vegan.
What your character is.
You should just... Why do you guys always have to pick something like this? Why can't it be like, I hand Gavin a floret of broccoli? Like, something you clearly know is vegan. You guys are always, like, picking things that are teetering.
I pull out an entire...
Is that a floret?
A floret, yeah.
I pull out an entire floret of broccoli and then dip it in cheese.
Entire.
Oh, and cheese isn't vegan.
It's a crown broccoli. The little bits are called florets, and then the whole thing's called the crown.
The more you know.
I pull out a bunch of broccoli.
You do not.
I pull out
cheese.
A bag of broccoli.
Gavin goes, oh, broccoli. And he eats it raw. Just like starts.
Oh, gosh.
And done.
I'm like, nice. I should have grabbed more broccoli. That's all I brought.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. As you guys get closer and closer, Liam kind of looks at you guys and goes, okay, so little things you guys need to know. The dwarves, they did help to build the weapons that were meant to kill the gods. And so as a punishment, they live here now. And when Ash had the idea to create a place where it could be a place where people could be happy, because as you guys look around you, all you see is your typical Avernus, like hell, right? There's ruins everywhere. Everything's red. There's like... bones of the most terrifying creatures all over the place. And then Liam goes, she wanted to create a place where people could be feel safe. People could be happy. And so she asked the dwarves for help. And she asked the vessels for help. And then she created this place. She had the idea to create a place where it could be safe for all sorts of monsters. And the idea was to build a city and signed a mountain. And as he says this, you guys get closer and you see this giant mountain that he pointed out earlier with two beautiful doors. This is what New Avernus is. And in order to enter, you need to speak the secret word. And he goes, Esperanza, which means hope.
You know, it's funny. That's actually the word for hope in Portuguese, back where we're from. It's crazy.
I think Portuguese might be the language of the celestial beings.
I think you literally just told us it's the language of hell.
I look around at the demons. I'm like, right, celestial beings. Sure.
You look at the demons next to it. They go like, yeah, email. Como que você está?
They're like playing soccer.
Onde fica seu banheiro?
Yeah, yeah. For our true Brazil listeners, that was for you.
those two, they're dying right now.
Yeah, they're like, oh! Okay, so the door opens, and as you guys walk in, the door closes right behind you, and you see, to your surprise, this beautiful garden place. There's plants, there's trees, there's
grass.
See, there are grass. And as you look, Leon tells you what Ash was doing, because Ash was born this ability, just a reminder, to travel through realms without the Bifrost. She was the only one who could do it. So she used that power to travel to different realms, to get resources from different places, to build this city, this new beacon of hope of all hell. And as you see tieflings playing, you see dwarves working, and that is what this new city is all about.
So we went into the mountain, right?
Yes.
So what's illuminating everything?
You see these giant rocks, they're growing like lava, and they illuminate the entire place.
Okay, cool. I turn to Brock and say, Brock, get some grass.
I'm already on it, actually.
Wait, stop plucking grass.
I delicately dig around a patch of grass.
Oh. He puts it into his bag.
And I put it into the bag with the other grasses.
Wait.
We've been collecting.
Did you grasses. Not remember this?
I know. You guys have been collecting grass.
He's been collecting grass from every
grass from every realm so far.
All right, go ahead.
It's kind of just dying in the bag there.
We're going to create the Council of Grass.
It's a bunch of dead grass in the bag.
Yeah. It's gonna not be dead.
There's going to be one vessel above all the others, and it's just going to be this pile of grass we made.
Why don't we...
The grass is the
vessel. The grass is the vessel.
No.
No. Danny turns off his mic. I'm going home.
Okay. Cool. I love how bright Jordan's eyes got when he thought of that. He's like, wait,
the grass is a person. It can be the vessel.
Gavin is too busy looking at this beautiful place. He's like, whoa, look at this. In the middle of hell.
Like, who would have thought?
Garden. Who would have thought?
You know what it looks like in my mind when I was writing it? You know, in Breath of the Wild, the
Goron City?
Yeah. That's kind of the vibe of it in a sense. Also in Ocarina of Time. If you guys need something to picture it.
There's no grass there.
There is now.
Not with grass.
But add grass.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So you guys see there are blacksmiths. There are cuisines. There is a big garden in the center. There are kids playing around. Like, what do you guys want to do? Everyone here, they do know Ash. So if you guys want to talk to people to get to know her too, you can. Were you laughing? Did I say something funny?
No, not you. I just chaos in my head.
Okay. you guys can either explore this place a little bit, or you guys can just go straight to Ash's dad.
So Toby in the last episode was interested in getting another sword so we could have two. You know, Pointy Brock and then a new sword to be named later. So I think if we have some time to kill, and if we need to ask directions anyway, Toby's going to just go find a blacksmith nearby.
That's legit what I was thinking. If the dwarves are there, they probably make some pretty dope armor.
All right, go to the blacksmith. And as you walk in, you hear the sound of, hammer hitting the metal. I was going to add a sound in, but that's good.
No, I was thinking you should still do that.
My name is John, and I'll be your Foley artist.
Ting. And you see a few dwarves working in the forge.
I walk up to the dwarves and I say, "Excuse me.
Where
in this incredible? We're new. We just came here. Where in this city can we find the greatest weapons, in your opinion?"
We're new.
Probably the bottom of the hottest volcano of hell.
Is that not here? Is this not that? I thought this was that.
No.
They're not very confident in their work.
He said the greatest weapons. As a blacksmith myself, I have to be honest to my work. My work is a solid B plus.
I think that's acceptable.
I admire your honesty, sir. What's your name?
My name is Sir Forgelot.
You can tell he just had that one ready.
I turn to Gavin. I'm like, I think this guy makes counterfeit weapons.
I think this guy's making fun of us.
I can't tell. You said there were two dwarves in here?
Yeah.
Well, Gavin's talking to this one. I'm going to go talk to the other dwarf.
Can we speak with your manager?
He's working.
Where can we find the greatest armor ever made?
At the bottom.
Be careful what you say, Danny, because this may take us in a completely different direction.
Okay, okay.
We will go.
We don't have enough money right up front here.
But if it's the bottom, if hanging out at the bottom of a volcano, that means it's free. We just have to get there.
Anything at the bottom of a volcano is going to kill us. We will die.
Agree.
With that attitude, maybe.
Well, we make pretty decent armor here. My name is Emmanuel. Yeah, my mom, it's a whole thing.
Very your Christian. Name was the normal one. I didn't have questions about your name.
Forgelot, it's like, it's pronounced Forgelet.
Forgelot was the one I was wondering about.
It's pronounced Forgelet, okay? Okay. He goes, Emma, yeah, and we make pretty good decent armor over here. What are you guys looking for?
Well, I pull out Pointing Brock and I put it on the table. Can you make me a sister sword to this?
And he grabs it. And he like, oh, interesting. The black blade is very fascinating. I give you 100 gold for it.
All right.
No. You're selling.
Oh, I'm not selling it. Wait. I wanted.
Is that all right? Here's your money.
No.
I told you.
No, I want a sister. I want you to make me a blade. I don't want to sell this blade.
Oh, you want me to make you a blade?
Something. Yeah.
Okay, that like will be 300.
It sounds like you just were going to buy this blade for 100 and now you want 3?
Well, that was before I knew you did my service, so yeah.
Listen, I can go to the blacksmith across the street and he's going to give me a better price.
Okay, go for it.
All right, I will.
All right.
Okay. I grab it, I walk out.
Okay.
To the blacksmith across the street.
As you get there, you can clearly tell. Wait, roll up a perception check.
Okay. How clearly can you tell?
Wait. I got a 20.
Okay, you can clearly tell this is Emmanuel with a mustache.
You just sprinted across the street, put on a fake mustache.
Hello, friend. Are you new that you're here? What are you looking for?
I've been here a while. I need a sword that looks like
that'll be 400 gold.
You know what? This place sucks. I'm not getting any weapons here. And I sheathe my sword back.
I don't have any gold recorded. Do we have money?
If you haven't been keeping track, that's your problem.
Yes, we do. We've actually got quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, have you keeping track?
I've been keeping track.
Oh.
Oh, good.
I have as well.
How much do you guys have?
Wouldn't the blacksmith like to know?
Yeah, I don't want to tell Danny. I don't want him to remember how much he gave me.
For those of us who haven't been keeping track, I would like to know.
I will not listen.
I'm just gonna text it to John.
He legitimately said, I will not listen. Left his headphones on and just kind of danced.
I closed my eyes. Like, no.
That was not a thing.
Have we considered that we might just get another sword if we keep going forward into another fight?
I want armor.
All right, let's just... Wait, are there other blacksmith shops? Can I go somewhere?
Why haven't you done a persuasion check?
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't done that.
I thought you'd make me roll for it.
Yeah, I will make a roll for it.
But it's better than not.
No, I thought you would ask me to roll when I...
No, it's up to you. You're the role-playing person, not me.
Okay, fine. I go up
I gave you the prize that you gave up.
I go to Emmanuel, and I'm all like, listen, man, we're on an epic quest, and I need this sword to save people, save lives. Surely you can give me a reasonable price for a sword. And I'm going to roll persuasion. Oh, I'm just now realizing. Don't have good persuasion. I got a 14.
Oh, he goes, save lives. I mean, listen, you start sounding like the Ash, you know, but no.
Wait. I knew Ash.
Oh.
Look at this. And he's I pull out my dagger.
Oh, Ash's dagger.
Look, look.
I made this dagger.
How much will you give us for that?
Did you guys hear that?
Don't you freaking dare.
Wow, she must have really trusted you. Where is Ash, by the way?
Yeah, about
That's part of the reason we're here. Ash, unfortunately,
she died sacrificing herself to save us.
Who are you?
Someone that Ash would like to save.
He's so smug.
And he goes, so if you're friends of Ash, you're friends of mine. What do you need, friend?
I need a sister blade to this, and this man needs the best armor we can get for him.
He grabs a measuring tape, and he just keeps going around and around.
This isn't a time for a fat mama joke.
Are you a mother as well? What?
And then he goes, "Give me to tomorrow. Your weapon and your armor will be ready."
Nice.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. As he rips off the fake mustache? Yeah.
It was me all along.
Emmanuel.
What? How much do we owe you for it?
It's on the
wait,
house.
Wait. I want to do...
No.
What are you going to do, Jordan?
Jordan, please.
I want to do a performance to like show him like how surprised I am.
Okay.
Of what?
That it's actually... What's his name again?
Emmanuel?
Emmanuel.
Oh, when he takes off the mustache, he wants to...
All right, that's a little delay. Actually, yeah, go for it.
That makes it even better. Make it disadvantage.
Yeah, disadvantage. Because it's been a solid time that's 2 minutes.
An 11.
Wait. He took off the mustache, then measured him.
An 11.
Yep.
Okay, so what you do?
Emmanuel!
All right, sir, for your love, make sure the helmet is very thick. All right, make sure the helmet is very thick. We need extra protection in the helmet.
I don't know. It's not much protection there.
I go to the guy, and I whisper, I'm like, can you put bat ears on the helmet? He's a little bit slow. I think it would make him happy.
I'm really all here for this.
All right, we'll put bat ears, you said?
Yeah, like Batman.
No, I know what you mean. But these guys don't know what Batman is, so...
What's a bat?
No, it's going to be bat ears. That's what you said.
Wait, can I draw him a picture?
No.
Okay.
No, he's already started forging it. He's already...
I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be really put off.
Wait. I still have... Wait, who has our bag of holding?
He does.
I could pull out the old mask.
You all could.
Right. I'm like, could you make it match this? I'm like, hey, Brock, I need to borrow the wallet for a second. I grab his wallet and I pull out the mask.
It's covering Doritos and Tella. And he goes, yeah, I could do it.
It must have spilled inside the bag.
John is dying.
This is gold.
Sweet, thank you. Okay, one last thing before we go. Like I said, Ash passed away fighting bravely, and it's up to us. You know, it's getting to us to go and let her next of kin know. Could you tell us where we might find her family?
Yeah. Go to the garden, all the way to the back. You'll find a little shack. That's where her father is.
The rhyme made me feel like that might be a riddle, but let's go.
Yeah, I was.
Did it rhyme?
I was to the back to find a shack.
Back to find a shack.
He might be old, but he'll be carrying gold.
Yeah, that's where he is.
All right. Thank you. We'll come back tomorrow for the weapons. And again, thank you so much for all your help. Does anyone else need anything before we go? I don't wait for a response. I just leave.
Okay.
Well, I guess we're going. I'm going to follow.
Sir Forgelo says, goodbye, friends.
Oh, yeah, bye. I forgot about you.
Farewell, Sir Forgelo.
Forgelo.
Forgelo. None of us pronounce it the same.
I lean over to Toby and I go, he took that whole Ash dying thing really well. That was kind of weird, don't you think? Like, he was just kind of like, oh, and then moved on.
I mean, he gave us free stuff afterwards, so I kind of figured it was like a like a respect kind of thing. She was a warrior.
Maybe
I don't know
how dwarves are or something.
Maybe or we're gonna get kidnapped. So keep your don't let your guard down.
Okay,
that's what I would say.
I don't think I've ever put it up. Let's go.
Oh wait, real quick, and then I run over to like a little stand, and I'm like, "Excuse me, ma'am, running yes. the stand. Do you have shampoo and conditioner that I could buy?"
Shampoo and conditioner.
These are dwarves.
Yeah, they got luxurious hair.
Between their hair and their beards, they gotta have something to take care of.
I'm gonna Google if dwarves are clean.
They are, right?
They are. You're gonna lose this battle. They're very meticulous.
While he's Googling, let me keep talking to her.
Well, she gives you like, okay, so this stone, you use it for the shampoo.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm,
and this stone, you use it for the conditioner.
Do you have like a beard oil? I have no beard, by the way.
Oh, do I have a beard oil? Do you know what this is? Were you wrong?
No, they're about...
Did it hurt?
They do a decent job, it says, keeping themselves clean.
In the medieval world, that's a lot. That says a lot.
True.
And she grabs this giant barrel and goes, this is a beer oil. You just need to dip in it.
Yeah, like, got it. Do you have like a travel size?
Okay, I guess so.
Wait. How does the bag of holding work? Could we pour it in there and then like get John or Gavin in front of it and just open it and just have it like...
I'm going to give the travel size after she hears the idea.
Suddenly she's not like upset about the travel size. She's like, no, yeah, that makes sense.
There were dumber ideas.
Go figure. Just the idea of like, oh, I can just open it, just oil comes out of it. Like,
you know, everything oil, some weapons,
everything
cigarettes.
In there is just like exposed to free-floating beard oil.
These Doritos smell so nice.
Nice and oily.
That would be great for the grass.
It would be. You know?
The grass has got to be dead.
It's not dead.
I'll roll for that later.
What? It's not dead.
Well, it's not in the wallet. It's in his backpack.
It's also not in the ground. Or in.
But he pulled out like a little bit of dirt. Maybe it'll be okay.
It was in a pot.
What pot? There's no water. There's no air.
From that other realm. But all right. Like,
I'll let him roll for it. I'll let him roll for it later.
We had pots. You even got a pot.
There are botanists out there. Not even botanists. Regular people who are like, yeah, that's not how grass works. But let's just keep going.
Gardeners, like,
yeah. From what I have learned from owning a yard is that how no matter how far the grass is gone, it can always come back.
I mean, he kind of has
wrong.
A point.
That's, anyway. That's very wrong. But, yeah.
But it's always worked for me.
You got soap, conditioner, and shampoo, and beer oil.
Perfect. I like wrap it all up. You know, kind of nice. And I go to Gavin. I'm like, hey, I know you were like a little bit down earlier and concerned about your hair. Rightfully so. Majestic stuff. So here. And I give him like this little care package of different shampoos.
It has a picture of a dwarf that just sold you and like thumbs up and smiling. Like
in my head, this dwarven lady also has a beard. Is that?
They technically do, some of them. But yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Toby. This is awesome. I think this is a cool picture.
Just yeah, you know, later, like, just maybe it'll make you feel better. That's all I thought.
I'm genuinely confused in how we're getting so much free stuff. I'm wondering what else.
No, I paid for it.
Oh, did you pay for it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know you paid for
it. Hold on. Is Gavin still covered? Is Gavin still covered like in manure from?
He still before? Smells like it. Yeah.
This is gonna be.
We spent a week with the wood elves. You had time to walk.
No one ever offered me anything. And also, Gavin was blissfully unaware of any problems up to that point. For all he knew, that's just kind of how he smelled sometimes. It's fine.
That's just the smell of the...
He was in nature, man.
He never knew that he could smell better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how the memory thing works. I'm just going
to... Yeah, it's all right. It's okay. It's not perfect.
There's a blurred line.
There. Yeah, it's not amazing writing, but it's okay.
None of this is canon. The only canon here is that I'm very grateful. Gavin is very grateful for
there
having
you go.
Soap and all this other stuff.
All right. Does anyone else want to do anything or should we head to Ash's house?
Let's go to Ash's.
That sounds like an Ash's house. Let's go.
All right. As you guys going through the garden, you see different kids playing around. You also see there are paintings of actually Ash. People really do like her a lot. And you see that in this garden, there's only one type of flower, which is a black rose.
Metal.
Liam says that life in hell is very difficult, and this is the only plant, the only flower that grows here, and it was Ash's favorite. So she made an entire garden. to dedicated to it. And as you're walking by, you see there are people playing, they just keep playing. And Leon just kind of tells you that these all these kids, Ash rescued them and she's been helping them / raising them. And it does remind a little bit of what you did back at home, Gavin, how you kind of watch and take care of everyone around your neighborhood as much as you could. And Ash did a very similar thing to these people. People look up to her because she gave them purpose. She gave them a home. And as you guys get closer, you see this very simple home where it is Ash's dad. It's inside of it. What you guys want to do?
I turn to Jack and I'm like, so Jack, we're like in hell, right? So when Ash died, she didn't end up back here. Does that mean she's in heaven? If we go to the heaven realm, do you think we could like pick her back up?
Wait, hold on.
Whoa.
The answer is no, well, but
Jack is actually just like,
Jack's like, wait, should we actually talk to the dad?
Like, wait.
I don't know if she'd want to come back here after that.
Yeah, I would probably want to stay up there too.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Let's knock on the door. I knock.
Well, that was a great sound. Come in.
Oh, okay. I open the door. And I ask, do I take my shoes off? Or is this like a shoes on house?
Shoes off, please.
Of course. Yeah, of course. I take my shoes off.
I'm shuffling to decide if Gavin canonically has ever worn shoes during this adventure. But yeah, so he takes off his shoes.
He's got like, what are the sandals called?
Jesus sandals. The ones that like the toe sandals, the ones that like wrap around your toes.
Yeah.
They're like ergonomic.
As you guys enter, you see this big tiefling walking to you guys. He's leaping and he has a cane on his left arm, and you see that he's missing his right arm. And he goes, hey, you guys are new here. How can I help you?
Oh, man, I feel so much more guilty for some reason.
Gavin touched his nose last.
Hey, he did.
Hello, sir. We're new here, and my friend Gavin has something to say, and I push him forward.
Hello, my name is Gavin.
Hi, my name is Ignis.
Ignis, that's such a
cool name.
That's actually a really cool name. So, like my guru Sanjay always says,
gosh dang it,
the most regrettable thing is not losing your life, but losing parts of your life before you die.
What?
I thought it was gonna be like,
and I regret to inform you, sir, that
oh my gosh,
your daughter Ash is dead. I'm sorry.
Whoa. Does he like curtsy or something at the end?
We really should have had someone else do this.
And then I bow.
That happened.
Do you want me to roll anything, or are you okay?
I need you to roll performance to see how you deliver this news.
Okay. I mean, I think we just heard it, but let's...
Do you want him to roll with a disadvantage?
No, just a normal roll.
Okay, what was it? Performance?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one. I have a +0. Here we go! I got a 5.
Yeah, okay, so it was exactly like you just sounded. And he goes, Ash died. Can you tell me what happened?
I can tell you what happened. So, the place where humans live, where we came from,
yes,
is under attack by a bad man.
Okay.
And Ash came to help us. And she got us four because I actually still don't know exactly why and what makes us special. But she came and got us. And I remember why. The bad man took our friend and he's trying to make him miserable. And so she came and she saved us, and she actually tried to bring us to the realm of the elves. And when she tried to do that, she burned up and died.
So she died saving you guys.
Yes, and we are so grateful for her sacrifice.
Yeah, that sounds like her.
Yes, and that's why we came here. So that we could tell you in person, because that's what you deserve.
Thank you.
Oh, man. He really, like, fumbled it in the beginning, but he came back.
He wipes a tear And he goes, follow me. And as he walks outside, he stands right in the middle of the garden, surrounded by Ash's favorite flowers. And he says, everyone, a few is well true. Ash has passed away. Let's dedicate tomorrow to create a ceremony in her honor and remember her memories. And let's build a memorial for her. She wouldn't be happy if we did anything fancy or throw out most expensive things. So let's keep ourselves simple, but let's make sure it's surrounded by her favorite flowers. Yeah, it says you see people trying to move things, kind of fix things and getting stuff ready for her funeral that will be taking place tomorrow. And he goes, thank you for the news. Ash was a special child. She will be missed. She had a vision for this place, and I will do my best to make sure I carry her out, that her vision comes true. But thank you for sharing those news.
Speaking of a vision for a future...
Now that's a pivot.
Hi, my name's Toby. Ash's favorite, I would like to think. Here's the thing. Ignis, was it?
Yes.
You see... We wanted to let you know what happened, but we were also kind of, you know, thinking that, you know, with the unfortunate passing of your daughter, that has left open a seat for a vessel.
Okay.
And we were talking with some other vessels, to find or to think of someone who would be worthy of picking up that mantle, and your name came about. And so we, you know, while delivering this news, we were wondering if maybe you might be interested in continuing on her legacy and becoming the replacement vessel of fire.
No.
Fair enough. Have a nice day.
could I ask why? Maybe, I mean, you know, just curiosity. Because let me know. I'm just saying, if you don't do it, there's a guy named Emmanuel down the road who might be interested.
Yeah, how are you going to pick a new one if you don't do it?
Let me tell you what it means to be the vessel of fire. The previous vessel of fire before Ash was actually her mother. And to become the vessel of fire, you need to be strong enough to resist the hottest fire from hell. And that is not as a lot of people can do it. Actually, a lot of people in the past have tried to do it and they died. So it's not something a lot of people want. It requires a level of strength. Ash mom had that. And at the time, her job was mostly like to keep the big bad demons. You might not know this, but this place has some nasty monsters. And
we saw the skeletons on the way in. Yeah, we have an idea.
That was a whole demonic war that we can go talk about there in a whole different thing. But anyways, there are these crazy high level demons that they want to take over this place. And they want to have the power of the stone, the power of the vessel to do this. So they believe they have the power of the vessel. They can take over the god and they can take over this realm. And, you know, the whole classic bad guy ideology.
Classic.
Ash's mom spent her whole life fighting against them. But one day she got weak and they got her surrounded and I watched her pass away. I tried to save her and that's actually how I lost my arm and I got this limp and I thought it was over. I tried to grab the stone, but I knew that I wasn't going to make it because I am not strong enough to do it. And then that's when Ash did it. As a kid, she took the stone and I was panicking because I thought she was going to die, but she did it. She managed to become the vessel of fire and she was able to kick the demons away. Now, past a couple of years, Ash got stronger and stronger and stronger and she did what she did today. She spent her entire life working, saving people, rescuing people who lost their parents, their loved ones, from this awful war, and that's what she did for her entire life. That's why everyone here loves her. She saved every single person here. But as of right now, there is no one strong enough to take her shoes, including myself. I'm training kids as Ash requested me to, and maybe in a few years they'll be strong enough. But right now, no one. If I die, if I take that risk and I die, there'll be no one else here left to lead these people. I need to stay here, so I'm sorry. I will not become the vessel of fire. I cannot take that risk.
I hear you loud and clear. It does sound like you're saying, though, that if we were able to help you overcome the intense flames here in Avernus and give you that ability, though, that maybe you would possibly be interested?
No. Look at me, kid. I'm missing an arm and have a limp.
Yeah, you look freaking metal.
Stand
dude.
Back. I walk up.
Oh, gosh. Dang.
Healing hands.
There's some constraints you're not considering, but go ahead. Yes, and
my hands begin to glow.
What was the bit at the beginning where like we would randomly get small heals, like because he'd say something? You guys remember that?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Give me a 1d8.
I used to heal people from doing my Sanjay sayings.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was. That's what it was.
You take one damage.
What? How do I take damage? Explain it to me.
The damage that he got was from a high level demon. It's not something he just be healed.
It's a curse, not a...
Yeah.
I'll practice and try again. This man will be healed.
I mean, hey, at higher levels, paladins can cast out curses.
He's going to keep hurting you.
Do I kill him? Wait, you guys have the stone?
We do.
You guys need to get out of here then. Take the stone away from you, because if one of the high-ranked demons sense it, they're going to come here and try to steal from themselves.
How far will they go to get this?
Pretty far. That's the last thing that they need to take over this place.
So this is the stone that gives her the power.
Yes, the vessels were created to protect the stones, and the stones are the key. In order to become a vessel, you need to hold on to the stone and accept the calling. And then you will put, for this case, for the vessel of fire, each vessel has a different trial, but this one is a trial of fire where you need to survive the hardest fire in hell.
Is Liam with us?
Yes.
Liam, so obviously we're hitting a roadblock here. There's got to be a different way of finding someone or figuring out their strength without, you know, having to train them from a child. I mean, they had to, like, worst case scenario, she would have died by a demon. Was that just their last hope? Like, was there nothing they could do after that?
When she was a kid?
No, like, if Ash were to perish, like, fighting a big demon or whatever, and she were to pass away and we didn't come in, like, who would have taken up the mantle? Would they just have waited years and years and years?
She wasn't planning on dying.
Well, no one is.
Yeah, and that's why she created a training academy to train the next vessel. And if you see the teenagers or kids training, but again, it'll take years.
So nobody was ready to take the place?
No.
Jordan's over here like, you should have had an estate planner.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Didn't even draft a will. They're not planning for worst case scenarios.
Wait, so does the stone create the hottest fire of hell?
Yes, it's the trial.
Okay, the stone causes the trial.
So if we...
So you need to grab the stone and accept the calling of a vessel, and that's when the trial starts.
So you're saying, Mr. Ignis, sir, that if someone was to grab the stone and accept the calling, and then they'd be burned to death. And if, you know, a tiefling can't handle it, probably a human can't either. I would think.
I don't know. Your humans are very... Again, there are people, there are tieflings that die, that tieflings that survive. Again, there have been records of dwarves that took the calling. And dwarves are very humanoid, so they also survive. So the only person that knows what the trial actually looks like are the people who go through it. Mm-hmm. Ash claims that... when she was going through her trial, she was re-watching the worst moment of her life, and she had to overcome that and create this new ideology of hope so she can keep moving forward. That's what helped her overcome the fire.
Mm. Okay. Well, I point to a scar on my arm. I once burned myself on a stove making bacon, so it probably can't be one of us. Humans aren't very, very flame retardant. Do you think... Then, in your opinion, you know, and maybe not a tiefling, is there a dwarf? Is there someone who could possibly potentially take up that mantle. Someone who could survive the trials at least.
Guys, I'm sorry you came here hoping me to give you a new vessel. We don't have one. This is not a place of hope. This is not a place where people come to get the best case scenario. We are still working on making this place a livable place. Look around you. Look at this small mountain that we are gathering. This is a one small place on the whole realm full of despair. This might be frustrating for you guys, but welcome to our realm. That's why Ash was working so hard to get a bad place. We have vessels in the past that did nothing but drink. Ash and her mom were the first two in a millennia who actually care about these people. So no, we don't have anyone else. We have what we have, and that's it. And I'm truly sorry.
This sounds like we got to do a training arc. What do you guys think?
I'm thinking we go ask Mr. Smithalo.
Forgelot?
Forgelot, I mean. What? I thought it was Smith's a lot.
Gavin goes, I want to try. He takes the rock.
I'm like, ah.
Wait, you want to try?
I want to try it. I want to see if I can make it through this trial.
Whoa, kid. I mean, you fail.
Wait, Gavin, do you remember the scar on my arm? The
if
scar,
you
look.
Fail, you will
you're
die.
You're a big baby. I want to try this.
If you fail, you will die.
Possibly.
You haven't even gotten to use the shampoo we just got.
That's
just
true. Can just I take think a bath it. First? Then I'll do it.
I've got nothing else, guys. I can't say anything.
If you want to try it, all you got to say is that you accept the calling.
I accept the calling.
No!
And as he says this,
I punch him in the face.
That's the,
too late.
In an attempt to incapacitate as a knockout.
So like non-lethal.
Take 7 damage.
What? How?
Because he fire. Catch on fire, dude.
He didn't say it yet.
You said it.
He did.
Check the recording.
So again, just for my mental image.
You guys are
calling.
Moment.
Fire erupts from his hand and starts engulfing him in like some kind of like tornado. And at that point, Brock tries to punch him and just like,
I thought I interrupted him.
The flame just like engulfs Brock and he flies into the corner. Takes 7 damage.
As this happens, Gavin also casts Gust Barrier.
Oh,
on yourself?
Yes. So what happens is you spread your arms wide, allowing yourself to be completely enveloped by air around you.
Oh, so what are you going to do? You want to just make like the fire? Like,
so the fire is now swirling around me, pushed about by air.
Okay, so as this fire tornado creates and on this middle of this this cave, Brock, your hand's a little burned because it just punched a fire thing. As this happened, Gavin, you feel, even though you did protect yourself, you do still feel this burning and your skin is aching on fire, blisters are coming everywhere, and then you just go into this fetal position. And as you close your eyes, it is opportunity to go dark. You do hear a voice saying, "A human." Oh, interesting.
For listening to Roleplay Rookies. That was Josh as Jack, Jordan playing as Brock, John playing as Gavin, Nate playing as Toby, and Danny as our amazing DM. Please share this episode with anyone you think would enjoy it, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks again, guys.
All right, that's two. Everyone else on board, Gavin is.
I also
is
need
probably
restroom.
Like.
I'll be back.
What did he say?
He's going to use a restroom. So the people are all aware of it. He was 15 minutes late.
And then he ate for another like.
He lay for like 20 minutes, and now he stopped the recording to go to the bathroom.
When nature calls, man, you gotta go.